So the day which Simeon had been looking forward to had finally come. We don't know how long ago God had given him that promise. But on the day Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple, the Holy Spirit prompted Simeon to go that day too. And the Holy Spirit led Simeon to go just to the right part of the temple. It was an enormous building. And just as Joseph and Mary and Jesus arrived there. And the Holy Spirit then showed Simeon which baby was Jesus. And Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. And he said to the Lord, as he praised God, "You've kept your promise. Having seen the Comforter, the Messiah, the baby Jesus, I'm now at peace. I'm ready to die." And Simeon prophesied. He said what he knew would come true, that Jesus had not only come for the benefit of Israel, the Jewish people, but for all nations. And as we've just sung, Jesus is the hope of all nations. And this is what Simeon said. He used, if you can remember back until last year, Simeon used two shun words. What are they? And who remembers what they mean? What is the first? Salvation. And what does salvation mean? We learnt that. My eyes have seen your salvation. And what does salvation mean? What does the... thank you, Cameron. Sinners saved from hell. That is word perfect, what I've got down here. Sinners saved from hell. And the other shun word. Yes. God reveals himself to us. God shows himself to us. Revelation. And Jesus is the means by which God shows himself to us. As we see Jesus and as we hear about Jesus, then we know that Jesus is the likeness of God. Simeon was prophesying that Jesus had come to save sinners, for that is what the name Jesus means. It means he saves, or saviour. And we're all sinners, and Jesus saves everyone who chooses to receive Jesus. And Simeon was also prophesying that Jesus would be like a light to the nations. That is something we just sang in that song, that Jesus is a light to the nations. He is showing the nations, revealing the nations who God is. And Joseph and Mary were amazed when they heard this prophecy from Simeon. But they knew, of course, that Jesus was a very special baby, but they had not fully grasped just how special he was, the Son of God, and to be the Saviour of the world. But there was something else that Simeon had to tell Mary. He said that not everyone will welcome Jesus. Many people would be too proud to admit that they were sinners in need of a saviour. They would reject Jesus. And that proved to be the case, especially with the religious leaders. But others would confess their sin, repent, and be saved. And finally, Simeon had to give Mary a warning. And this is what he said also, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too." Simeon was warning Mary that she would be deeply hurt as she saw people rejecting Jesus when he grew up and began teaching them about his father. And finally, as he was crucified. Mary would be there at the cross, watching Jesus die a very, very cruel death. Well, that's all I want to say about Simeon, but before we sing our final hymn, I want us to think about what we can learn from this story of Simeon. The greatest moment of his life was when he set his eyes upon Jesus in the temple. He'd been looking forward to it, longing for it. It was the day he was longing for. He'd received a promise that he would not die until he saw Jesus. And God keeps every promise that he makes. And God has promised that one day Jesus will come again. And for those who love Jesus, it will be the greatest day ever, the day above all others that they should be looking forward to. But those who do not love and follow Jesus cannot look forward to Jesus coming again. He will come, but it's not a day that they will be able to look forward to. But Simeon explained that not everyone who hears about Jesus will wish to follow him. Can you imagine how God must feel when someone says no to Jesus? When someone says, I'm not bothered that Jesus died on the cross, or Jesus did not need to die for me because I've never done anything wrong. Can you imagine how God feels when somebody speaks like that? It was a thrilling moment for Simeon when he embraced Jesus. Literally, of course, he did. He held him in his arms. And many of us here this morning have had that experience of embracing Jesus as our Saviour. And I think we would all say that we would all count it as the greatest moment of our lives. But there may be some who have yet to do so. And if you're in that situation, and I'm particularly speaking to adults and young people, I would urge you to ask yourself this one question. What is holding me back from embracing the one who came to save me? And there may be some who have embraced Jesus, but have not acknowledged it publicly. And I would urge you, right at the beginning of 2017, to go public. And for those of us who do love Jesus, let Simeon be our example. A devout and righteous man, open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us look forward to that glorious day when we meet our Saviour Jesus. Whatever joys and sorrows and disappointments we may encounter this year, let our eyes remain firmly fixed on Jesus and his coming again. Let us look forward to that above all else as we begin this new year. Let me pray. Father God, many in our country and even in our community here, have no understanding of your love. They have no understanding that Jesus came to earth to die for us. They've been through a period of celebration, but of what? Without any sense that we have been celebrating the birth of Jesus. And Father, for those of us to whom you have revealed these truths to us, we just give you thanks. What a privilege it is to know the truth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And help each one of us to receive your love and to receive Jesus into our lives. And Father, thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit to direct us and lead us as we try to live to please you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.